guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strawman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, another one of those days where kind of had the bean market make a little bit of a turnaround here toward the end of the day. Corn market stays lower, and then the wheat market kind of trading both sides here.
You're right, Randy, and I think you look at how we traded in the overnight and you know, early this morning with the general sell-off in all commodities, with the crude oil market that traded down into negative territory on Monday, and that created a lot of pressure in the overnight and some uncertainty, and you saw it on the metals, the oil again, you saw it in the grains, the livestock, and just kind of a tough way to start the day, and we traded that way for a while this morning, but we did bounce back, and we did get some of these markets to come off their lows. And like you said, the soybeans did come back here into to trade with some green numbers.
Well, and then corn too. We bounced off that 301 resistance level or support level, and haven't been able to fall through it yet, which is a good thing. So, and we closed above it, but still lower on the day.
Yeah, we are. We're down 4 to 5, but like you said too, we traded down to 301. I think we traded a contract back in 2016 to that level, and maybe back again in like 2008, 2009. So you know, that's certainly some support, and we were able to hold that today. And we'll see how we trade here the rest of the week. But crude oil certainly sharply lower again today.
Yep, right. Especially as that May went off the board, and then June becomes the front month here now, and that's, you know, we need the oil barrel price at about $30 plus, and we're sitting there down around 10, 11 here right now.
We are, you know, and you look at that, like you said, that May contract coming back, and that expires today, and that June contract, you know, sold off down here just close to $10 going into the afternoon here on this Tuesday. So certainly a big sell-off as far as the energies go, and that, you know, has put a lot of pressure on, again, the grain commodities and these outside markets.
Had a two-sided hog trade today with the front couple of months higher, then we got a several months in a row of lower, then the far deferreds up slightly.
You know, you look at the hogs, and again, that May contract trading and touching, I think, even limit up for a bit this morning, and close to limit up now as we close the market off for the day. You know, news that the Tyson plant in Iowa is getting ready to open back up, and that was closed here for a couple of weeks. Some more news that another new case of African swine fever in China surfaced, and I think that's supporting these front months. Those deferred contracts, you know, lower today, and I think a lot of that coming from certainly these larger supplies we have with limited slaughter capacity has traders worried that maybe we can't process all of these hogs as we move forward. But front months certainly finding some support today.
Yeah, and I think it's almost the other side of the coin here for the cattle markets. We just can't get the cattle processed, period, with the plants shutting down.
You know, that's right, and there's even news today that Canada closed a slaughterhouse up there on the cattle side of things. So, you know, we gap lower this morning again. I think general sell-off certainly adding some weakness to the live cattle and feeder cattle. One encouraging thing on the live cattle side is the box prices have been strong, and the packer margins are extremely good, and that does provide some underlying support.
Brian Strawman at Progressive Ag Marketing.